songs that make the whole world sing.
Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehound. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Minnesota Homebrew. Hi everyone, live from the studios of KSRQ Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls. I'm your host Carl Enbehound, and for the next hour we'll be playing songs that are written expressly by Minnesota songwriters, except for one. We always try to do an out-state artist every night, and we're going to stay true to that this evening. Katie Vernon, born in England, now lives in the Twin Cities, very busy, and I get a lot of Facebook posts from her. They're always so cute, those posts. And we're excited tonight because 1 week from today, we'll be doing our show live from the Minnesota State Fair from the Ampers booth in the Education Building, 6 to 7 p.m. And we'll be featuring songwriter Bruce Caswell. And earlier in the day, from noon to 2 p.m., Greg Connor will be stopping by to opine on the topic of songwriting and play a bunch of his songs. And, oh, are we going to have a good time. Well, up next, we got a CD in the mail just this last week from John Manners, his brand new one. And you can find it on CD Baby. It's titled Dreams Like These. Blues-edged roots rock, moody, arty, acoustic electric, real players. Don't you love it? I love it. Here's John Manners with Your Time Is Coming on Homebrew.
Time is coming, Your time. Your time is coming. Your time. Your time is coming. You better rock and roll and hoochie-coo. Black clouds are boiling. Don't run and hide, there's nothing you can do. Your time is coming. Your time. Your time is coming. Your time. Your time is coming. Will your family be there to send you off? Your time is coming. Or will you be alone for that final cough? Do you want to say goodbye? Do you think someone might cry? Will your life be all neat and tidy? Will you be wearing your tighty-whitey? Your time is coming. Your time. Gone with no warning. If you're lucky when death comes for you, or will you struggle, scared and fighting till your face turns blue? So, was it worth it? How was your time? Did you spend it well? Were you a good guy? Or were you bad and going straight to hell? Do you believe in an afterlife? Does that provide you comfort in the dead of night? Others have died, you can do it too. No choice in the matter, baby, you're so screwed. Just not up, do you feel the fear? Will you go out in great shape? Or will you pack on lots of weight? Are you a dummy or are you wise? Will you be ready? Will you be surprised? Your time is coming. Your time. Your time is coming. Your time. Your time.
Your time.
Your time.
Your time.
Your time is coming. Your time.
Your time.
Your time.
Your time.
Your time is coming. Your time.
Your time,
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 your time is coming.
Your time,
your time,
your time.
Ah, yes, dark and edgy, I agree. John Manners, thanks for sending that CD, John, and we'll be playing all of the songs through the coming weeks here on Minnesota Homebrew. I'd like to point out that our songwriting challenge for the last Thursday of August is going to be moved, I think permanently, to the first Thursday of the month. And so you can have an extra week to write that song with the theme First Date and send them to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. And we'll play them right here on our show. Well, up next, a man who's no stranger to Minnesota Homebrew, Dennis Warner from Clearwater, Minnesota. He's written many songs and produced several CDs. And we're going to do this one here called Want Nothing. Dennis, really, from listening to his early CDs to listening to the new ones, he has moved, and I think I'm accurate in saying, from very personal songs to more global songs about togetherness and love and understanding and inclusion. And I think a natural move. I think that way myself as a songwriter, that I need to focus less on myself and more on what's going on there. So, Dennis, kudos to you. Here's Want Nothing on MHB. Gentleman. Yeah, I think he's from St. Cloud originally, lives over Clearwater way. Well, we want to remind you that right after, for you Thief River Falls people, right after our show, there's music down in the Floyd B. Olson Park at the gazebo with the Oak Ridge Lutheran Church providing music tonight. So if you like gospel music, get on down there. And then after that, at 8 o'clock, Little Bobby's open mic at the VFW right downtown. So Lots going on this evening here in Thief River Falls. And we would be remiss in not mentioning that our show is made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Up next, Eric Koskinen. Eric sent us a CD a while back titled Burning the Deal. And he's a busy guy. I saw him on Prairie Public here a couple months ago. Very authentic, rootsy music. And he'll be playing here now. Nothing this weekend, it looks like. But next weekend, Friday, August 30th, he's going to be up at the Potter's Shed Cafe in Shell Lake, Wisconsin. I've driven right by it a couple times. And then the following day, Saturday, August 31st, he'll be at the Grand Oak Opry in Rochester, Minnesota. So catch Eric Koskinen on those evenings. Here he is with a tune titled Down in the Factory.
Turn out. dream about my queen in the mobile home. There was something about how she wished she could come back home. And if she'd quit messing with that boy over in Omaha, I know that she would cease. And I dreamed I never got that job down at the factory.
Chatting with Bob Muscovitz from Hackensack. He's sort of my cyber co-host, I wanted to say, here on Minnesota Homebrew. And Bob, I know you graduated back in 69, and we have a list of who the grandstand entertainers at the Minnesota State Fair were year by year. So here's who was there that year. Buck Owens, Leslie Gore, George Kirby, comedian, Johnny Cash, Statler Brothers, Porter Wagoner, Dolly Parton, Jerry Lee Lewis, Lynn Anderson, Conway Twitty, Patti Page, and other lesser-known entertainers. So maybe you saw one of those shows. Who knows? Well, up next, she's from Shoreview, Minnesota. What do Mary Chapin Carpenter, Alison Krauss, and Kathy Mattea have in common? Well, they are all major influences of Sarah Morris's, and Sarah also played down in Crookston that night several months ago and really enjoyed it, but I didn't get to meet her. By the time I was done talking with Annie Fitzgerald, she was gone backstage or something. Holy mackerel, can that lady play and sing guitar? And let's see what she's doing. She actually played today at the Minnesota State Fair at the Shells stage in the West End Market at 11:30. But never fear, she's going to repeat her performance tomorrow, 11:30 on Friday the 23rd. And admission is free with fair admission. All ages encouraged to come. She says she's thrilled to be playing with the band on the first 2 days of the fair. And she'll be playing actually at 11:30, 12:30, and 1:30, three shows tomorrow. So catch it. Catch it if you can. Sarah Morris, here she is with a song she played when I heard her back in Crookston, tune titled Helium.
You're the helium in my balloon, switch that flips to chase the dark from the room, the swish of my skirt from a cool breeze that blew on a summer's day. You roll the clouds away. You're the cotton candy in my paper cone, whispers of sugar spun into foam. Each taste is a rush, I can't get enough, I'm a kid again when you're in my hands. Oh, I have a tendency to walk through this world heavy-hearted, collecting sorrows like stones. Effect on me, I'm light as a feather when we are together. And I thought you should know, you're a moonlit waltz to a cricket song. We're floating underneath the stars, I hum along. The pull of your arms shows me where I belong. So I close my eyes and enjoy the high. Oh, I have a tendency to walk through this world heavy-hearted, collecting sorrows like stones. You have this effect on me. I'm light as a feather when we are together, and I thought you should know. Disappear as we fly into the blue. You're the best thing I've found. Please say you'll stay around as we drift back down and our feet touch the ground.
Crossing the border to see what other songwriters are brewing up on Minnesota Homebrew.
Yeah, we're crossing a little bit into Wisconsin to Star Prairie. Play a song by an old friend of mine I haven't seen in over 50 years. His name is Fizz Kaiser. We would run into each other at teen dances. I wonder if they have teen dances anymore. You know, I still play in a rock and roll band, and people don't even seem to like to dance anymore. It's really weird. But anyway, here's a tune by Fizz titled Flowers and Wine. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
This old boy just down the bar said I couldn't help but hear that you're thinking you might be the first boy to have these blues. Well, let me tell you, this ain't nothing new. Well, son, I was young and crazier than you. I thought I owned this world, my baby thought so too, till I broke that sweet girl's heart 100 times or 2. Now let me tell you one thing, fool to fool, give her lots of flowers and wine, and tell her when you go. You know they sell roses down the street, you could stop on your way home. I grabbed the wine and said goodbye, and when I got up to leave, well, the whole dang bar sang these words to me. Give her lots of flowers and wine, and tell her day without her smile. pretty flowers and a lot of wine. Just might change her mind. Maybe she'll forgive you one more time.
Honky Tonk. Music by Fizz Kaiser. Hey, let's jump ahead to 1978, the year I was married. Who was playing at the state fair? The Osmonds, Seals and Crofts, Larry Carlton, George Benson, Captain and Tennille with Larry Groats. I saw that concert. Jane and I went to that. We were only married for about 2 months there. Larry Groats is that guy who had one hit. It was that song called Junk Food Junkie. Remember that? Rich Little, Lynn Anderson. More country than they have today. Kenny Rogers, Dottie West, Dolly Parton, Eddie Rabbit, Bob Hope, Rosemary Clooney, Helen Reddy, George Miller, whoever that is, Pat and Debbie Moon, Ronnie Shell, and the Johnny Cash Show again in 1978 at the Minnesota State Fair, which started today. And as I mentioned earlier, we'll be there next Thursday. And yours truly will be hosting from noon to two with singer-songwriter Greg Connor, and then from 6 to 7 for Minnesota Homebrew with songwriter Bruce Caswell. What a treat and what a fun we're going to have. And oh, am I going to... I'm going to have to be a little careful because I'm down about 12 pounds and I don't want to pack too much on during the fair. So there you go. Well, waiting in the wings here, Doug Collins with a song that... Actually, I've been thinking of writing for years, and he beat me to it. And it's called A Song About a Train. And the reason I mention it is I know almost nothing about trains, except I have to wait for them constantly here in Thief River Falls. Oh, it drives me crazy. But other than that, I know nothing about trains. And so I always thought it'd be neat to write a song saying that I know nothing about trains, but Doug Collins beat me to it. Here he is, 2 minutes and 34 seconds worth.
Wish I could write a song about a train. Wish I could write a song about a train. Never feels no pain. Wish I could write a song about a train. Wish I could write a song about your heart. Wish I could write a song about your heart. It's got me so confused, I wouldn't know where to start. Wish I could write a song about your heart. Song about a train. Song about a train.
Well, I guess great minds think alike, huh? Doug Collins, and Doug's not playing this weekend, it doesn't look like, but if you can catch him next Thursday night at the Dubliner on University Avenue. I drove by it here about a month ago, and there's a big sign in there saying voted the best hamburger in St. Paul. And he's going to be doing a solo show with Michael Beckman next Thursday, August 29th. And then next Friday, August 30th, he'll be doing another solo show at Dusty's in Minneapolis with Billy Dankert.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Jawohl. Wonderful world of beer. Boy, did I have fun this week. I don't have much time to talk because I got a lot of things I want to jam in tonight here, but had Jane's cousins from Germany stop by, Erica and Peter Volkland, and they don't speak a word of English, so I had to call my friend Daniel Osterkamp here from Thief River. He came over and translated, and then we went out for supper. What a wonderful time. Friends and family. What is the difference between a shandy and a rattler? Written by Adam Teeter on vinepair.com. What? You didn't want to know that? Well, what makes these terms so confusing is that they are used interchangeably by modern brewers, but traditionally they are technically two different things. Both drinks are a mix of juice and beer, with that beer being either Pilsner, lager, or a blonde ale, always in a 50-50 combination. But the juice you choose to use along with where each drink was originally invented is where you find the difference. A shandy, for instance, calls for its juice to be lemonade and only lemonade, if we're being strict about the rules. A rattler, on the other hand, can be made with a mix of beer and any form of fruit juice. This technicality gets overlooked often and is why you commonly will find mixes of beer and all types of citrus juices called shandies, when they really should be called rattlers if the juice being used isn't lemonade. The shandy hails from Great Britain, was invented back in the mid-1850s, and the Radler was invented about 70 years later in Bavaria and came out of necessity when beer garden owner Franz Xaver Kugler was running low on beer and was afraid his customers would start to get angry if he ran out. So he mixed what he had left with the citrus juice on hand, providing his patrons with a beer-like concoction that kept them sloshed and happy instead of tearing his place down when the cakes ran dry. Sounds like some of the places I went to when I was in college. Hey, up next, a lady who's bringing the band to Israel for a concert tour, Davina and the Vagabonds. Here they are with Bone Collection.
So you want a song about my deep confessions? The rivers that drown me in my bone collection. I'll do what I can to make you fall in love with me. You can have my fingers, collect my toes, chew on my secrets and dance on my woes. I'll do what I can to make you fall in love. To hide, just a big old pile of secrets stacked up inside. Go ahead and take a peek, crack it open real wide. Strap yourself in, it's gonna be a wild ride. I can dig real fast, I can dig real slow, I can shovel all around you, so I'm kneeling below. I'll do what I can to make you fall in love. You wanna hear it, so grab another shovel. Help me dig up these bones that I've carried alone, so I can be on my way. Now sticks and stones can bend you or break you. Love me or leave me, just know that I want to do anything I'll do what I can to make you fall in love with. Do what I can to make you fall in love with. I'll do what I can to make you fall in love with me.
Annie Fitzgerald.
The crack, so I'm turning back and I'm not coming for you.
Sorry about that, Annie. Annie Fitzgerald from Crookston. She's living there again. And we're excited to say she'll be back at the Keeley Auditorium on the UMC campus on October 5th, 7:30 p.m. That's going to be a good concert. And I'll do everything I can to be there. Up next, Tim Cheesebrow, who's from the Twin Cities area. Let's see if he has any concerts coming up here. Don't read. Yes, tomorrow, August 23rd, 6 p.m. at the Flying Dutchman in Eden Prairie. So catch Tim Cheesebrow there. Here's a song off his new CD titled Big Life.
Sat me down on his one good knee. Said there's some things I gotta tell you. If you got a few minutes for me, never dream too small. Settle for getting by. Every love will land in heartbreak. Love, heart. myself. You gotta brace yourself. It's gonna be a big life. No such thing as a straight. You gotta brace yourself. It's gonna be a big life. No such thing as a straight.
You're my sugar-free lollipop. I wanna lick you all day long. You're my sugarless Tootsie Roll. When you leave, it's so wrong. I got the pink and yellow blues, baby, when your candy is all gone. You're my sugar-free lollipop, and I wanna lick you all day long. Had a substitute love, not what I'm thinking of. Your poison is whatever you choose, and it's the pink and yellow blues. Cause you're my sugar-free syrup, baby. You make my waffle sweet and low. And when I put you on my pancake, you make my eyeballs glow. I got the pink and yellow blues, honey, when our breakfast is complete. You're my sugar-free syrup, baby. You make my waffles oh so sweet. Well, a substitute love is not what I'm thinking of. You poison it, whatever you choose. And it's the pink and yellow blue. Oh, you're you're the saccharine in my soda pop. There's still nothing better than tap. You're the splendor in my coffee, baby. There's nothing I'd rather have. I got the pink and yellow blues, honey, 'cause I'm an equal to the task. You're the saccharine in my soda pop. There's still nothing better to have. Yeah, substitute love is not what I'm thinking of. Your poison is whatever you choose, and it's the pink and yellow blue. Oh, you're my sugar-free cookies. I'll take a dozen for the road. Put sugar twin in the decaf and keep going until I explode. I got the pink and yellow blues, baby. I keep reaching for the gold. You're my sugar-free cookies. I take a dozen for the road. I said a substitute love, not what I'm thinking of. Pick your poison, whatever you choose. It's the pink and yellow and blue.
A new song sent to us this week by Doug Milloway from Avon, Minnesota. Well, up next, I was at a flea market in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin a few weeks ago, and I picked up this CD for a dollar. It's by Jim Ruiz Group, and that's comprised of Jim, Charlotte Crabtree, and Emily Ruiz. Jim's originally from Chicago. And anyway, here's a song I thought was pretty cool off that CD. It's titled My Bloody Yugo.
Thank you.
what a great song. I chatted on Facebook with Jim this week, and he said they haven't played for a couple years. Can you believe that? Oh, my God. What a great, great sound. Well, I want to just share a couple things with you. If you're in Grand Forks this evening, local singer-songwriter Jordan Johnsrud is playing at Half Brothers Brewing from 7 to 9 p.m. And then tomorrow night, 9 to 11, Elworth Mackey II, Saturday, the Tom O'Bedlam, whatever that is, and next Tuesday, Steve Bakken. And if you're down Bemidji way, tomorrow night, Craig James is playing at Bemidji Brewing. And tomorrow night, Jessica Vines is playing at Bridget's Pub. Oh, they have a great lamb burger there. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for tonight, except for our final tune by Jake Jones. It's titled Pale Blue Dot. Thanks for joining us. And never forget, whether you're talking beer or music, shoot for quality over quantity. And if you've had too much, call Uber. Stay tuned for the Gypsy Outlaw radio show with the Jensen Sisters. And God willing, we'll see you again next week live from the Minnesota State Fair.
Well, I went back to school, got a degree, quit drinking booze, I quit smoking weed, I got a 9-to-5, and what did that get me? Well, I lost my cool and I gained 15, it's been 3 whole weeks since I wore blue jeans, I was one of a kind, now I'm part of the team. Yeah, I used to be a dreamer, I used to write country songs. For a bit more pay than a 401k, I sold out and took a job. On a pale blue dot in the big black sea, I can't comprehend the relevancy of breaking my back for shit I don't need. Cause it's ashes to ashes and it's dust to dust. I'm tired of kissing ass, I'm tired of faking love. I know what I'm not, and I got what I need. Hell, I used to be a dreamer, I used to write country songs. For a bit more pay than a 401k, I sold out and took a job.